yeah,
at that
yeah.
time.
They didn't have the wealth like back then.
No, but that was typical of, you know, that was the style of the cowboys group at that time. You know? So it's very different.
So they didn't have stone at all?
They just had just little curb, or sometimes they'd have a cross made of little pebbles, or sometimes they'd paint, what was common at that stage was small little statues of the Blessed Virgin, and they're often painted white and blue, and sometimes the stones are painted white and blue as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
But all that tradition has changed completely.
Now, what would be the oldest graveyard now in Galway? Would be Fort Hill, would it?
Fort Hill is the one that people always say if you're a real Galwegian, you'll get in there, you know. But Ross Cam is even earlier stuff. Ross Cam is early Christian gravestones. And that's a beautiful cemetery.
That's the one down beside the Rantara?
That's right, yeah.
That's an amazing place. Yeah,
it's a fantastic place, yeah. So those would be pretty old, aren't they? There might be earlier cemeteries, it's just the monuments haven't survived. Because it's been in use so long that, you know, they mightn't have survived on the ground level. They'll be buried, covered over. But even in St. Nicholas's, we did a map of St. Nicholas's when we did a book years ago, and I noticed that there was one area where there was the odd headstone, very few. But it turns out that there's an underground passage there. And you know the old Lynch Memorial window? Well, that was knocked. They found part of that. And that's why there's a gap in the gravestones around that area.
So there is actually a passage.
There is a passage.
For once.
And down on top of that, the the old brick web of the vault. It's one of our lads as well. Runs down sometimes and gives Tony a hand.
Yeah.
And, he has his own grave done. It's all lined with concrete. He's going to go home. That's it. He walks on the outdoor stuff. That is, choo-choo the problem. It's all ready to go down, it's all ready lined and whatever.
That must be a bit of comfort in that too. You know, when he gets
Well, he's only in his pockets.
Oh, he's outside.
The other guy.
At that age, you don't want to be.
Just like Hector's show on the radio in the mornings, they were doing, you know, the worst Christmas presents they got.
Yeah.
And some poor lady in Stradbally in Leash rang in, and her husband had got her a voucher for a plot in the graveyard. She was expecting the one.
Was it an urn or something like that?
She was expecting the one for Brown Thomas, and she got the one for the graveyard.
That's kind of a great talk about.
Well, very, yeah.
I said he was pushing for divorce or something.
You could, couldn't you?
Yeah. Knock her off or something.
Yeah. Was he poisoning her food?
I don't know.